What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
4 here on The Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer.
Okay.
It is after hours here on The Fan, 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. Knicks take game one of this series, and this is my mindset. Until this team loses, and I don't think they're going to, but until they lose, I think they're going to win every game. Every single game. Doesn't matter if they're down 14. Doesn't matter if they're down 22. Doesn't matter if they're rusty or Brunson's having a bad game. They are just on one of these runs. They're at the craps table on a heater. That's what it is. That's the only example I can think of. Oh, okay, I'll give you one that's a little bit. You're on the beer pong table, which I'm more of a flip cup guy because it's more conversational. I mean, you play beer pong and it's basically four dudes playing for like a half hour. That's no fun. But you get the flip cup, you're going to have more games, like 5 minutes, you play like six games, you cross the way from a lady, you strike up a conversation, it's a team sport, it's very easy. I'm more of a flip cup guy. But, you know, you're hot at the big, bing bong, you're hot at the beer pong table. that's a Freudian slip. You're hot at the beer pong table, and you can't miss. Little bounce, off the wall, no look. Game, blouses. That's where the Knicks are at right now. It's such a heater that I am beyond confident and cocky that no matter what is thrown their way, they're going to be able to not only overcome it, but to do it in style. Another double-digit win on the road. They won this game by double digits. This is an all-time heater, and there is no end in sight. And I'm going to ride the wave and momentum of this team. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to JP in Bridgeport, Connecticut. What's up, JP? It's after hours, by the way. Lugie in the late night here on The Fan. What can I do you for, bro?
Hey, Tommy. I'm going to stray you away from the Knicks a little bit.
Yeah.
I just want to talk about Jalen Brunson compared to Aaron Judge, the king of New York.
King of New York. Yep. Like
everyone talks about Jalen winning this championship, but he has a committee of, you know, guys that can do it with him. So my argument is, Judge is the king of New York because he doesn't really have that committee with
him. Yeah, but here's the problem with Judge, though. Here's the problem with Judge and where I would say, okay, maybe you have a case. If Judge was incredible every single postseason run and the numbers were just catastrophic and they were very regular season-like for Aaron Judge, then perhaps I could say, hey, yeah, the other guys aren't pulling their weight. You know, maybe the starting rotation or the lineup itself, and it's not Aaron Judge's fault. But you know this, JP. There have been plenty of situations where Aaron Judge has come up quite small in October. It's not all his fault that the Yankees haven't won a championship since he's been up here, since he's been a Yankee in the Aaron's era, Boone and Judge. But you know what? He's the guy. And if he was hitting 400 and a ton of home runs and he was doing his part, then I could say, you know what? He is the king because it's not his fault. But he doesn't do that. Where Brunson, he put the cape on tonight and he carried his team to a victory in the finals.
Tommy, would you say Brunson had a good game tonight?
He had a great finish to that game.
That's not the answer I'm looking for.
But
what is a good game?
No, but his team won, and he was great down the stretch, so yes.
Yeah,
if Aaron Judge goes 0-for-3 in his final at bat, though, he hits a walk-off two-run homer. Did he have a great game?
No.
I mean, he won the game on a home run.
Same answer for Brunson.
But he won the goal. Come on, JP, hold on a second. His team is up 1-0 in the NBA Finals. He is a reason that they got across the finish line. Stop that. You're going to point to what he did in the first and second and third quarter? What did he do in the fourth quarter? What did he do in the final couple of minutes? What he always does. Put his team on his back, put the cape on, put the crown on, grab the scepter. The king. Aaron Judge is not the king until he does what Jalen Brunson does in this moment. And here's why Jalen is also the one and true king. There's a divide in baseball. Sides have been picked. A line has been drawn. And when it comes to Yankee fans and Met fans, there'll never be peace. But you do have that decision. There are no sides in basketball. It's the Knicks. It's the one team in the city that unifies us all. That's why it's going to have 3 million plus people at its parade. Because it is our team for this city. It's the one thing we can all agree on. So when you are the best player on that team, when you are the most clutch player on that team and the most clutch player in the league, when you will your team to a game one victory and you're going to be a massive reason why this team wins a championship and you started it all when you were brought here, that's why you're the king. That's why you're the king. Because we all recognize him as the king. You know, Aaron Judge, if you say he's the king, I don't recognize him as a king. I'm a Met fan. I don't recognize him as a king. But we're all Knicks fans. So we all recognize Brunson as the king. Even if you're a Yankee fan, you're like, ah, damn it, I want Judge to be the king. Well, I got a newsflash for you. He's not. And you know what? I get a lot of flack for some of the stuff I've said about Jalen Brunson in the past. How about this radio station voting for Aaron Judge as the king of New York? Whoops. Whoops. Want that one back? We had a vote, what was it, a year or so ago? Evan could remind me. I don't remember when it was. Chat could remind me on YouTube. But we all, and I'm not trying to not knock everybody here, but don't skip the podium. Your boy voted for Brunson. A couple other people did as well. But Aaron Judge won in a landslide as the king. Interesting. Well, I hope he enjoyed his time on the throne because that's going to come to an end in about a week. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Jay in North Jersey. What's up, Jay?
What's up, Mr. Luke? How are you?
Good, bro. What's shaking?
Listen, man, everybody calls up a lot of these haters, and it's always moving the goalposts. Hey, you can't beat the Hawks.
Yeah.
You can't beat Philly. You can't beat the Cavs. Now what are you going to say? What are you going to say when you go up 1-0 in San Antonio?
Yeah, there's nothing left to say. You know what it is, Jay? And I know you talk about the coalition, you talk about the haters. They're done. They're going to tap out. They got no more ammunition. There's nothing else they can say because they know deep down whether it was the Celtics, they would have smoked them. They would have smoked the Pistons. They would have smoked the Thunder. This is just a team of destiny. There's nothing that could have stood in this team's way, including Indiana and Halliburton. There was nobody on God's green earth that was going to stop the Knicks this year. It was their time. It was their year.
And Luke, let me ask you a question. And you're a New York guy. You're ready for this one? And you're going to laugh 100%.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. With my boy Landry Shaman, is there not a corner store or a bodega or anywhere in the five boroughs where there's a worker that doesn't look like Landry Shaman? Come on.
Landry Shaman, you know what you know what the thing about Landry Shaman is? And I brought this up last night. Malcolm Brogdon was going to be, you know, the final player on this roster. And then he retired. opening the door for Landry Shamet to be the last roster spot. And Landry Shamet, a guy that I screamed for last year over and over and over again.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Play Shamet more. He's got experience. He's not afraid to take and make big shots. And Landry Shamet has been so important to this run. He was great in game three against the Sixers when OG was out. He was as integral a part as that comeback against the Cavs in game one as Eastern Conference Finals as anybody, including Jalen Brunson. Mike Brown going to Shamet off the bench, taking Hart out, who had a miserable night. There was a universe where Landry Shamet wasn't even on this team. And I don't know what Brogdon had left in the tank, but thankfully he retired because it opened the door for Shamet, who should have been getting more minutes last year. One of the reasons why there's a new administration. And Shamet has been money. He missed 1-3 in the Eastern Conference Finals. One. Plays defense, does everything you could ask for coming off the bench. He's a huge weapon for Mike Brown in this team. And look, through the power of friendship, this team is winning a championship because the Villanova connection, Shamet's obviously got connection to this team in his previous stops. Alvarado has a connection with Josh Hart. It's the power of friendship. The only thing that's missing is Dante. That's the only thing that sucks. And that commercial, oh, I wish we could have been teammates forever. How many times did I have to hear that during the NCAA tournament? Great commercial. It hit me in the feels. That's the only thing missing that I could think of. Perhaps I'm missing something else, but I'm pretty sure that's it. If Dante was here, if somehow they could have found a way to have this squad with him here, it would have been the entire Avengers. But life goes on. It's close to being complete as far as the team that we wanted, but we'll take it. And we'll take three wins away from a championship. That's for sure. 8888, and they are going to win the championship. It's over. It's over. I said it would be a 5-game series. Maybe. Maybe. The Knicks might F around and finish it up in 4. Because, all right, I'll say it like this. If the Knicks win game 2, this is a sweep. The Spurs will not show up in New York City and win either of those games. Either. They will not. Because Madison Square Garden, the roof is going to blow off that place. It's going to be shaking. The Spurs have no shot, if that's the case. So yeah, their season's on the line, they being the Spurs on Friday. And they're going to give the Knicks their best punch. I expect them to come out swinging. Weather the storm. It's not going to be the first time that the Knicks have faced a team with their back against the wall. They got to weather the storm. I fully, fully, fully anticipate San Antonio coming out like a bat out of hell in that first quarter and trying to land an early knockout punch. Weather the storm. Keep it close after the first quarter. Chip away if you can. Or even, like I said, even if it's a little bit of a lead there for San Antonio going into the second quarter, chip away. Have it close by halftime and then let Brunson and company take over. And you will break the will and spirit mentally of the Spurs. Gee, who said that a week ago that would end up happening? I don't know. Was that me? Yeah, it was me. And I know a lot of my Knicks fans, fellow Knicks fans, agreed, but I got so much flack on the internet from the San Antonio Spurs fans. Oh, boy. We put some tweets out there. They got about like 300 bookmarks. Don't worry. I'm going to be hitting up all those Spurs fans and checking in on them when the series is up. Because if you're going to be a big tough guy and bookmark something, and by the way, I don't know who bookmarks stuff. I just see a bookmark. So you bookmark in sort of silence, you know, anonymous, Hip Hop Anonymous. And then you want to shove it in my face if I'm wrong. I'm not going to be wrong this time. This will not be the most public of my many humiliations. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. I'm going to try to bang through everybody here call-wise. As we only have about 35 or so minutes to go. Maybe 40 to be exact. So let's hit up John in Glen Cove here on The Fan. What's up, John?
I mean, what's going on, buddy?
Bro, what's happening?
So I'm a huge Brooklyn Nets fan. I absolutely hate the Nets, okay? I cannot understand how Vegas can have the Knicks at such an underdog in this series. Jalen Brunson is the best player on the court.
Mm-hmm.
He's an absolute beast in the fourth quarter. Yep. He's a closer. He's Mariana, okay?
Yep.
And also, people say, regular season doesn't matter that much. Look at the two games that the Knicks played against the Spurs this season. Absolutely blew them out.
Well, technically, they technically played 3 if we're counting the NBA Cup. They blew them out at home. The Spurs had won 11 games in a row. That was one of those matinees, a sleepy kind of game Sunday early. And the Knicks blew them out. And then there was the game on New Year's Eve where the Spurs won. And then obviously the Knicks won the game that doesn't count, but it does count. And the fact that they beat them for the NBA Cup.
Correct. And also, don't forget that game that the Knicks lost. They lost by 2 points.
Correct. Champagne had like a million threes. It was on New Year's Eve. Exactly. It was a tight game. No, you're 100% right, John. As far as the Vegas odds, look, the Spurs had home court advantage, which, you know, this is, and Vegas, there's a reason why the lights are on 24/7 and they are building a new casino every other day. They usually are spot on with this, but here's where they're wrong. Home court means nothing anymore in
nothing.
The NBA. Nothing.
So none of the sports.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's any sport. Hockey, it basically never mattered. It certainly
doesn't matter. You have a goalie. Doesn't matter. You have a goalie. Baseball doesn't matter anymore.
Football?
Even NFL doesn't matter.
Football?
No,
I know what you're saying. There's obviously examples of that, John, but they're still tougher. Look, if you're the Dolphins and you're going to play in a cold weather in January, you're going to have some troubles with that. So there still are some advantages that teams could have in their building because there is weather. Now, with basketball, there is no weather. Everything is basically equal footing, and there is just, and I appreciate the call, but there's no home court anymore. But I think Vegas is still kind of lost, and when I say Vegas, I mean the books, gambling. They're still a little bit stuck in that old way of, well, they have home court. They won more regular season games. But quickly that changes because now the Knicks are -134 to win it. So hopefully you got in. Now, I got in. I had them earlier in the year, so we're all good on that. I also took them to win game 1 and win the series, which was a spicy meatball, like 4-1, something like that. So it's a spicy meatball. But yeah, that's the reasoning. More regular season wins, the perceived better player in the series or best player in the series in Wemby, a guy that could disrupt the game. Well, you know what? Yeah, he could disrupt the game defensively. But down the stretch, clutch moments, you're not beating Brunson. You're not. You're not going to go toe-to-toe with him. Nobody on that Spur team can. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Junior is in Patchogue. What's up, Junior?
What's going on, Tommy the GOAT?
What's happening?
I'm a big fan of you.
Thank you.
You're the leader of the good vibes when it comes to the Mets, even though they're still under 500, but that's another story for another day.
Well, they're over 500 since May 1st, but you're right. It is a story for another day. Absolutely.
Listen, Tommy, I listen to your show because I work overnight, but today I managed to be off for game one, which is the most important game out of all the series.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, I've been a fan since, 2005, 2006, when Stoffel Marbury, Eddie Curry. So you know the bad vibes that
we've had as Knicks fans. Yeah.
But at the end of the day, nobody's more clutch than Mr. Clutch. I doubted the signing when they signed him 4 years ago. I thought they should have gone Don Mitch, but I've been wrong. And
yeah, look, you know what, though, Junior? I'm man enough to admit it. I wanted Donovan Mitchell, too. Just a great player, although he's just not clutch at all. You know, great Met fan, Junior, like us, and I wanted him here. I will be the first to admit that. I'll hold my hand up and say that I was wrong. Brunson is not only the better player, he's got way more intestinal fortitude, way more of a clutch gene. He's got, I hate to say it because I love Donovan, he's got more heart, and that's the bottom line, and that's why he's three wins away from a championship.
Absolutely, and I was texting one of my close friends, and I told him I was like Knicks in five, and he thought I was crazy. But after this game, I stand on it. Nobody's right now. It's the Knicks season.
Yep.
And all of New York has to acknowledge our tribal chief and Jalen Brunson because there's nobody better than him. He is our tribal chief, and as a fan, I'm loving it. And I there's nobody more better than him. And, you know, through the misery of being a Knicks fan, I just hung up my Carmelo Anthony. That's the only jersey I've ever owned as a Knicks fan has been Carmelo because I was in high school when they traded him.
Yeah.
And now I'm prone and I have to get a Jalen Brunson jersey for the simple fact that he's my tribal chief. He's the King of New York. Screw Aaron Judge because he's not clutch in the playoffs. Sorry, Sean Marash. But
yeah, well, he's got to eat it, and that's just the bottom line. Junior, I appreciate the call. Everybody should go out and buy a Brunson jersey at this point. Or take him out to dinner or do something to show some gratitude. It's a wrap. The king of New York is Jalen Brunson. And in my mind, he always has been. I voted for him here at the station. I've always stood on business. I said what I had to say about him when the Knicks, and I think it was even before they brought him in, but either way. Which has obviously been highly publicized by the Coalition Indicators, which is fine. I have a championship, you have a t-shirt. Enjoy. It could wipe your tears. Yeah, wipe your tears with it and wipe your you-know-what with it, as far as I'm concerned. And the bottom line is, I'm going to have a championship. But I was the first one on this radio station, I promise you, to call him a superstar. I was the first one on this radio station to anoint him the king. I was the first one to, even if I didn't verbalize it in the way that he's the king, but I said he was the goods. So I'm not a Johnny come lately with that. But he is the man. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's After Hours, Loogie in the Late Night here on The Fan. Let's go to John in Babylon. What's happening, John?
Hey, Tommy, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, number 11.
Mm-hmm.
Number 11, Jalen Brunson.
Yep.
I like what you said. The best player in the NBA right now.
He is. He is. He's the most clutch. And it's just, John, he's so likable. And I think it has a lot to do with the fact that, you know, he's almost like a common man and every man in the fact that he is our size. You know what I mean? So we could appreciate, like, we look at Wemby and we're like, dude, we could never even dream of being that tall and that athletic and that that skilled and all that stuff. Where you look at Jalen Brunson and you know he's our size, it's hard work, it's being told.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
You're not good enough. You're not big enough. You're not any of these things. And he has had to overcome that throughout his entire career and life. And I think that's why he has the mentality that he has, because he has a massive chip on his shoulder. He couldn't be any more humble. He just kind of deflects all that stuff. But he has the eye of the tiger. He has the heart of a champion, all those things, Johnny. And that's why he is the king of New York.
I like that. And everybody from all over the country has been calling me. And now they're Knicks fans. From California, Florida.
That's how it goes,
Texas.
Though. Yeah, of course.
I got family in Croatia called me.
Nice. Well, that's where it's at. You know what it is, John? Because when it comes to those, first of all, everybody's caught up in the fever. Everybody's caught up in the excitement. Everybody's caught up in the wave of emotion. You don't have to be a Knicks fan to enjoy this, especially if you don't have a dog in the fight, so to speak. And this team is just so likable and so lovable because it starts with Brunson, who isn't your prototypical... Look, we've seen players of his stature be the focal point of championship teams. This is not unprecedented. Isaiah Thomas did this. Steph Curry did this. Allen Iverson almost did this. So it's not unprecedented, but it's very rare what he is doing. And that is to have a small guard be the best player on your team on a championship team. We'll call it in the more modern era. But that chip on Brunson's shoulder is the chip that we all, even though New York is the greatest city in the world, you know, we wear that chip on our shoulder because we have a lot of detractors. We have a lot of haters. We have a lot of doubters. We have a lot of people around this world that want to see the teams we root for fail because of us, the bravado, the cockiness, the arrogance. I mean, you saw the bros underneath the net tonight. You know, they're wearing their jerseys, no shirt underneath it. They're showing the pipes. You know, let them watch. And they don't represent everybody, obviously, but most, if not all, New Yorkers, we got a little bit of, we got a little peacocking in us. We got a little extra pep in our step. How could you not, living around here? There's traffic everywhere. You got to be tough. You got to be gritty. You got to have a ton of heart. You got to have your lunch pail. Because as great as the city is, there are hardships about it because of the traffic and how many people are here, and it's not easy to get around and all these things. And it's expensive to live here, and people are grinding just to make ends meet. And those that are doing that are getting to enjoy the most beautiful thing in the world outside of your family and me, of course, and that is this run that the Knicks are on, which is just, it's emotional because you'll never see something like this again. You have to have that mentality. You hope you do. You hope you do, but there's a good chance you never will. And forever, whether most, you know, outside of the Giants, when it comes to all my sports teams, I've had to see other teams go on these runs, and I'm like, when is it going to be my turn? When am I going to get to have this type of coronation, this type of moment after moment after moment? When is it going to be my turn? And when I say my, I mean like everybody that's in the same boat as me. I'm just using me as the overall sort of leader of that. We've waited a long time, and now the wait is over. And it's just one big party from here on out. If the Spurs had a ton of experience, if they had won a championship last year, I would say, as excited as I am, as confident as I am, I'm going to pump the brakes. I'm going to caution everybody, hey, this was a great win, but you know what? Game two is going to be a very big uphill battle. I expect a ferocious four quarters from the opponent. In all likelihood, this game is going back to the Garden 1-1. The Spurs are inexperienced. Where are they looking in that locker room? Barnes? He's a role player. I'm talking about guys that have won championships. Cornette? Role player. Where are they going for that extra gear that they're going to have to go to in order to knock the Knicks off? There's nobody in there that's going to help them. This is a learning process for San Antonio, and they'll be better for it. They're going to win championships with Wemby, with this core, with Castle, with Harper, who's outstanding. They're a great organization. They will build their depth. They will learn from this loss, and they will own this league for years and years and years to come. I have very little doubt about that. But they will always have that mark on their resume. Knicks beat them in 4 or 5. Either way, I'm going to be right. But 4 or 5. That's always going to be there. And much like Coughlin and Eli can always say, we knocked off Brady, we knocked off Belichick, we knocked them off when they were undefeated. And that enhances both of their legacies. Brunson, Cat, Mike Brown, their legacies will be enhanced because of how they won a championship and the run that they went on. And I feel it, and I can almost guarantee that the players know it on this team, and they're trying, obviously trying to win every game, but they know the streak, and they're trying to keep this streak going the entire time so that they could just make history. Does that make sense? Like, I think this matters to them to not lose a game from here on out and continuing the streak all the way to the parade into next year. And it just feels like that's going to be the case. It just feels like that's going to be the case, that they're not going to lose a game. And even by some flukish luck that they do, in the sense that it's bad luck, they are not losing 4 of them. They're not. They're not. Not against a young, inexperienced team that's not ready to win. I told you this last week. I'm going to be 100%, 120% spot on about it. The Spurs won their championship on Saturday, knocking off the defending champs, coming back from 3-2, winning a game 7 in OKC. That was their moment to plant the flag, to say, hey, for the next 10, 15 years, the road to the finals in the West goes through San Antonio. that was their championship, to pivot from that mentally. Because physically, you watch the Spurs and you go, this is a great team. This is a championship team. But you know what? It's not all about physical. It's not all about athleticism. It's not all about talent, which the Spurs have immense amount of all those things. This comes down to experience. This comes down to wanting it more. Knowing that this could be the best shot at it. And I'm talking about the Knicks right now. Where if you're San Antonio, hey, we're ahead of schedule. We got to the finals. We had a great year. Nothing to hang your heads about. We're going to be back multiple times. And you know what? We're going to win more than we lose when it comes to the finals. The mentality of the Knicks players is, I would imagine, this is our window. This is our best chance to win. We may never be this healthy again on this type of role again. If we don't seize the moment, this could be it. And when you have that type of grit, that type of determination, that type of heart, that type of will, you could put the dream team out there against them and they're not going to beat the Knicks. You're not beating them. They are a team of destiny. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's After Hours. It is Lukey in the Late Night here on The Fan. We got another 27 minutes to go. Gordon Damer comes your way at 2 a.m. Plenty of time to take your phone calls. Reaction as the Knicks take a 1-0 series lead against San Antonio. Game 2 will be Friday night. Definitely looking forward to that. And I will be at a watch party. I don't have all the information in front of me. Once I do, I will allow... Well, not allow. I will let you guys. It's, what do you want me? I get a little bots in the brain sometimes. I get a little stunned. We're a couple hours into the show here, and I'm very pumped up, very excited. So I'm not allowing anybody to do anything. I will tell you, the audience, the details on that. And I can tell you, from driving through the city tonight, the bars were packed, jammed. It is a major scene. So if you love that scene, you know, little Knicks and chicks, if you like that type of environment, or if you just want to come out, hang out with your boy and enjoy that, you definitely want to keep it locked here on After Hours and throughout the radio station, because once we know the live reads are in front of us, we will report that information to you. And I hope to see you out there on Friday night for Game 2. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer. Lugie here in the late night. We'll get back to your calls in just one sec. 1:39 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. It is After Hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to join the conversation for the next 20 minutes. Gordon Damer comes your way at 2 a.m. We'll get back to those calls in just one second. But first, The Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. The Knicks wouldn't have won Game 1 of the NBA Finals without Karl Anthony Towns. He played his ass off. Offensively, defensively, he was instrumental in that comeback in the third quarter. He played lights out. And Karl Anthony Towns is such a huge key to this run. Now, whether or not he marched into Mike Brown's office and said, hey, this offense needs to run through me, whether he did that or not, bottom line is, once this team started to run their offense through Karl Anthony Towns, they have gone on this run. And Cat has his detractors. Cat has his naysayers. Cat has people that have bashed him in the past. But you know what? And this is really ever since the trade deadline. Karl Anthony Towns is playing the best basketball of his career. Karl Anthony Towns is silencing the doubters. This offense is running through Karl Anthony Towns. And he is not only playing great offensive basketball, scoring the basketball, rebounding, facilitating, getting his touches, getting his looks, getting his shots. But Karl Anthony Towns is playing great defense. And as heroic as Brunson was, like he always is down the stretch, Brunson wouldn't have had that opportunity if not for Karl Anthony Towns. The Knicks would have not won Game 1 without Karl Anthony Towns, who is playing the best basketball of his career. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Aaron in Somerville, New Jersey. What's up, Aaron?
What's going on, man? Tonight was one of the first nights of this entire playoff run where the Knicks have this ability to deliver these euphoric eliciting wins, and you're so excited after they win. Tonight was one of the first nights where they won a very impressive game, and I nodded my head, and I said, nice. And I was just so satisfied with the win, and I was just, this team has granted us a set of expectations, and when they meet them now at this point in the finals, I'm satisfied. And you hit the nail right on the head with the Karl Anthony Towns thing. He has been criticized for his personality, for his softness as a basketball player, and most importantly, for his defense.
Yeah. Listen, at times, I think, I'll say this, Aaron, at times fair, and I think on times unfairly criticized, because, yeah, he's had his moments where I think you could say, hey, look, a little soft, a little bad basketball IQ, the body language.
And the foul trouble.
Yeah, foul trouble where the basketball IQ comes into play. But here's the deal. He has played unbelievable ever since the deadline, and this is, in my opinion, the best basketball we've ever seen from Karl Anthony Towns, period. Forget his Knick career, but his entire career as a basketball player.
Absolutely. And what's so amazing about Karl Anthony Towns is we have the luxury of having a star-level player next to the star that we already have. And the way that this team has functioned and succeeded over the course of the last 3 years has been the collective. And we forget sometimes that we have a mismatch nightmare in an offensive player as great as Karl Anthony Towns. And I think we were a little bit frustrated about his utilization, about his effort, about his role in the offense. And Mike Brown made the adjustment, and now he is a cog. He's not only a cog in the wheel. He is the majority of
He's driving a car or driving the ship or whatever the case may be. Brunson, the closer, but everything flows through Karl Anthony Towns, which is why Leon Rose brought him here, to be the second star. I mean, Karl Anthony Towns is such a skilled big man. I mean, obviously with the shot, the passing. You know, everybody wants to say, oh, Wemby this, Wemby that. Karl Anthony Towns doesn't have to take a backseat to anybody when it comes to ability on a basketball court. That's for sure. And you're seeing that edge from Karl Anthony Towns that you haven't seen before or enough of. But he showed it tonight on one of those N1s, and he was so fired up. He, like Mikal Bridges and others that you were waiting to get unlocked and waiting to show you that basketball that you knew they were capable of, and that ferociousness and that intensity, that's what Karl Anthony Towns is doing right now. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call here on After Hours. Let's head out to Bob in Bayside. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours here on The Fan. Gordon Damer comes your way in about 15 minutes. Jalen Brunson is the king of New York. Jalen Brunson was always the king of New York. See, Aaron Judge was sitting on the throne as the so-called king of New York, but he was never really the king of New York. Jalen Brunson was always the king of New York because there is no divide when it comes to basketball in this city. The Knicks are the one team that unites us all. So when you are the best player on that team, when you are the most clutch player on that team, and the most clutch player in the NBA, the captain, the guy that turned this entire franchise around, you're king. So Jalen Brunson should have never lost his kingship, but yet he did to Aaron Judge. And Aaron Judge was not a worthy king. See, Jalen Brunson is 3 wins away from a championship. He's going to win a championship. Jalen Brunson is not going to be denied. When you see the body language, when you see the heart, the grit, the determination, when you see the fire in Jalen Brunson's eyes, you know what this means to him. He is not going to lose this series. And even though he didn't play great basketball in game one, until the final stretch, Jalen Brunson did what he always does, what a king does, and that is come through in the clutch. Eli Manning, Jeter, Messier, Jalen Brunson. There's only one king of New York. There's only one true king of New York. And his name is Jalen Brunson. It's always been Jalen Brunson. He is the rightful king. And he is the man that started this run to winning a championship, the first one in 53 years. All hail the king of New York, Captain Clutch. All hail, Jalen Brunson. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call here on The Fan. Let's go to Joshua. He joins us from Chicago. Josh, what's on your mind? Josh, you with me? Can you hear me, brother? What do you got?
It's just been so emotional. They haven't been in finals for 50. How long was it? 51 years? 55
well, they,
years?
Yeah. 53 without a championship, 27 years without the finals. It's a very emotional time for us Knicks fans, that's for
yes,
sure.
Yes, I when they made it, when they beat the Cavs, I was bawling. You could ask my son, I was bawling, and it was such a, my house was raving. It was just raving, yeah. And the fact that, and I am shocked. I'm shocked still to this day, even though it was just a couple weeks ago, last week, I am literally shocked. How can the grasp of 51 years they saw, and Jalen Brunson just brought them in. Like, I'm a Knicks fan, but 51 years.
Well, 53, but who's counting? 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Tim is in Yorktown. What's up, Tim?
Hey, how you doing? I just want to talk about Jalen Brunson, the player he is in the fourth quarter, and that play he made on that offensive rebound would kick back to him for that three-pointer.
Yep.
In the corner,
yep,
was the game changer for this game.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Hands down. That was the play of the game.
Yes, it was.
And that's the quietest 30-point game I've ever seen from Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, it's one of those things where this run, we've used words like euphoric, and you can't even like come to your senses and wrap your brain around it. I keep checking the box score to go, he had 30 points in this game? Because he was hurt a bunch in the first quarter. A lot of turnovers, was just off, missing shots. But I think it's one of those situations, Tim, where he is just conserving that energy. And sometimes it results in some bad play early on. But he has that extra gear now. And I think that has a lot to do with the fact that they have depth. They don't run the offense completely through him for the, you know, in the early starts of the games. So Jalen Brunson now has a full gas tank when you get to the fourth quarter, and he becomes just unstoppable in those moments. And you look up, he's got 30 points, and the Knicks won by 10. If you didn't watch the game and you just said, oh, Brunson dropped 30, they won by 10, you would have said, oh, wow, okay. But when you watch this game, you would have never thought in your wildest dreams that they would have won by 10 and he would have had 30 points somewhere midway through the third quarter. If I had told you that, you would have been like, yeah, you're nuts, positive, Tommy. Lay off the positive Tommy juice.
Right. He scored the first three in the first quarter, and that was it. And then the injury, the slight, but for him to come up the way he came up, and I said, like, that offensive rebound, the tip pass back to him to the corner three, that was the game changer in the fourth quarter.
Yep. 100%. That was the one that put him over the top for sure.
And that was the momentum, lit it. And it was on. It was on from there, and we're going. Knicks in four.
It's hard not to say four. Look, I said five before the series. I'm changing it. It's going to be four. It's going to be a sweep. Especially if the Spurs don't. Their season's on the line. We'll see if they have anything to say about themselves in game two. But this isn't the Thunder. This is the Knicks, and you're going to have to drive a stake through their heart to beat them once. Try doing it. I'm telling you, they're not losing four games. They're not, the way they're playing. You could put the dream team in their prime on the court against the Knicks in a seven-game series, and the Knicks would sweep them. Because they are a team of destiny. They are a team that is just connected on a level that we've never seen before in the history of the NBA. You could see it in their eyes. You could see it in their body language. The Knicks, you have to take a stake and drive it through their heart. And even then, you're not going to put them down. Not four times, that's for sure. Yeah, you might get one. You're not getting four. This team is not losing four games. Not to the Spurs, not to the Dream Team, not to Michael Jordan's Bulls, not to anybody. This is a team of destiny. The Knicks are a team of destiny. 53 long years. This is the sports gods repaying all of us as Knicks fans. Nobody, and I mean nobody, past or present, that you could put together on a basketball court would stop the Knicks. That's the type of momentum. That's the type of wave. That's the type of run that they are on. Historic stuff. Magical stuff. It is simply euphoric. And it's once in a lifetime. And thankfully, we're all here for it. We suffered enough as Knicks fans, and now this is the great times. This is the wonderful times. These are the legendary times. As we are watching our basketball team literally mow down the competition on their way to an NBA title. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Ray in Brooklyn on the Fan. What's up, Ray?
Loogie, what's up, my boy? Hey. Listen, the Knicks are up, and they will never be down again. I don't even know where to start. Loogie, let me say this. The greatness of Jalen Brunson, and listen, that the Mets fan who called before, why can't they just get Aaron Judge's jock out of there? I don't get it, bro. Like, hey, listen.
I think you're talking about it more for the King of New York type of stuff, because that's really a credit to Judge that he's in that conversation, you know?
Oh, man. All right, listen. Brunson is the King of New York. No question. You know there's not a bigger Judge fan than me, but there's also not a bigger Brunson fan than me.
You're a great person to answer that because you are a Yankee and a Knick fan, so you're the right guy to ask that.
Listen, with this run, he has taken over that, you know, that seat, that spot on the throne, but I'll say this. The Yankees win a chip this year. He's going to have to make room. They're going to have to be co-kings.
That's interesting. Now, I don't know all the rules of monarchies, but can you have co-kings? Is that a thing?
Well, I mean, if Aaron Judge wins a chip.
Yeah, you know what? You know what?
Every day player.
Hey,
on the planet.
Yeah, but you agree though that Brunson is the only pushback I would say, Ray, and I appreciate the call, is this is for the Knicks. This is. The Yankees have won a million championships. They'll win a million more championships. So what? Aaron Judge wins one championship with the Yankees? So what? This is the Knicks. This is the team that unifies us all. And Jalen Brunson is the reason for it. Going to be tough to knock him off the throne. And I say that for all the teams I root for. It's going to be real tough because of what this basketball team means to this city and what Jalen Brunson means to this city. All right, that'll do it for me. My thanks to all the callers. It was an amazing night. My thanks to all the YouTube viewers as well. Thanks to Nico. Thanks to Fleegs. We have After Hours coming up tomorrow or later today at 7. Gordon Damer, though, takes you through the overnight coming up next.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Man. WFAN, New York.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?